Let's go now to Horiana Love. Horiana, his Ngatanga Sound and Vision, and thousands of hours of Māori content that's going to be preserved as a strategic alliance between Māori television and Ngatanga Sound and Vision. Horiana, tēnā koe, Dale here. Hi.
Koe, Dale.
Kia ora. It's good to catch up again. Well, look, it's important that we do catalogue history from a broadcasting sense as well, and I know you collate many different types of formats. It's comforting to know that these are protected in a very professional way through the organisation that holds them in custody. But as far as this relationship with Māori Television, what are they going to send you, and what do you think of their material will be of most value to be archived at Ngā Taonga Sound and Vision, Horiana?
The important thing that for us is that these taonga are available to our mokopuna in 50 and 100 years' time. And the Māori Television collection has been built over the years. It's unique to New Zealand. It's an incredible resource. And part of what we're doing with Māori Television is we've held their collection for a few years now, but one of the things that we've been coming to realise, and I think I've talked with you about this before, is that magnetic media in particular, so the VHSs and Betacams, which form the early collections from Māori Television, are now desperately at risk of being lost because we no longer have equipment that can play it. It's not being built anywhere around the world, and the tapes themselves are starting to wear out. So we brought the collection down to Wellington, and what this this alliance will allow us to do is to bring that collection into our project called Utaina, which is about really preserving these crown. These collections that were created under the auspices of the Crown to make sure that they are continue to be available, and then to store them in a way that will mean that archival perspective, we will have them still there and for many years to come.
And it's important for our great-great-great-grandchildren to be able to see Homaita Pakipaki.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I think you've got it. I think when you think about what it's like when you look back at some of those films that back in the day they would have thought were important events, but maybe not as you know, important to everybody. But now when we look back at those things, like you know, tour groups going around Whakarewarewa. There's a lot of those things, and the people in them themselves may not be, you know, the most exciting people to look at, but you're seeing a landscape that we can, you know, we are reinterpreting completely differently than how they saw it back in the day. So the possibility of seeing your tūpuna sing on Homaite Pakipaki, I mean, who wouldn't want to see that?
Very good point. There's about a decade and a half of material from Māori Television, which will be valuable. Have you been able to also protect a lot of the other material that has come through the NZBC with Māori focus and even further beyond that, back to the old wireless days? So your collection of kaupapa Māori must be pretty extensive now, Horiana.
So we have collections from RNZ with Ngā Taonga Kōrero, a beautiful collection of our tūpuna, and probably one of the biggest collections of spoken reo Māori from that period from the 40s onwards. We also collect iwi radio. Again, an amazing collection for the future, for now and for the future. We have the TVNZ collection, again, that will be going through this preservation process along with Māori Television. for it. We also have actions from private organisations, private individuals, including the MediaWorks collection. So probably the biggest together and the only time that some of these collections have been brought together in this way. Yeah, really, really incredible resource for now and for the future for Taonga Māori and of course, for the rest of Aotearoa as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting hold of some of this down the track. Whānau, you can access this material. Obviously, there are some issues you've got to go through. It's pretty straightforward, though. Does it cost much to source and view the stuff that you hold, Honeana?
There are different regimes, and I'll be honest with you. There's the TVNZ collection. Their collection is still, so we don't own any of the collection. So if there are particular charges that the rights holders, that the owners of these collections put on them, then it's our responsibility to uphold those. And TVNZ, as you know, they have a relationship with Getty and sell their footage through Getty. RNZ, we make the collections of RNZ available. Sometimes there is a licensing fee for their material, but for our costs, we try and keep them to an absolute minimum. We do some cost recovery, but what we're moving towards and working towards all the time is to make more and more of these collections accessible through multiple channels. So we supply to places like NZ On Screen, to the Digital Archive, through National Library, and of course out to producers who are making using this material in new ways. So time, we're expecting that these collections will become more and more available through digital channels, and that it's not necessarily us who will be making those available, but actually those other gateways and other channels, including in the future, I would say iwi themselves, who are building databases, the iwi radio stations, of course, and of course, you know, the reuse by Māori Television and the other television stations as well, and as we're seeing more and more stuff being available through the web.
Kāpai, always a pleasure to have you share some kōrero with us, Honeana. The best to you and your team at Ngā Taonga Sound and Vision, and keep storing up that stuff for our great-great-grandkids. They've got to see Pio today, walking in his Tangaroa series and Sidewalk Karaoke and all of those other neat programs. There's heaps of them on Māori Television. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero, Honeana.
Ngā mihi.